This is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
This is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast with a little bit of Bronte and a little bit of not Bronte, little bit of producer Alicia, little bit of your calls. It was just a mixed bag because poor Bronte, mate. She was crook as a dog last night. She came in at the start of the show. She was here for about an hour or so. Then she had to hit the road. So you will hear parts of Bronte in the pod. You'll hear parts without her. Not that they were any worse off. Sorry, Bronte. Don't want to make you feel bad, but we managed to carry the ship just. Hope she's back tomorrow. But for now, sit back and enjoy the Tuesday edition of the Cliffo and Bronte podcast. How good are holidays?
Oh.
Mate.
Is this what this is? Mate. Are you surprising me with a holiday?
Everyone leaves work
now. Oh, my God.
Don't worry about seeing out the rest of the year.
Great.
What do we got today, then the rest of this week, we got next week?
We can't complain.
And then we're on
Lots
leave.
Of people are working right up till Christmas, even
it's
over
true.
Christmas.
So true, mate. Yeah, Australia doesn't stop.
Like, no, God,
stop,
no.
Does it over Christmas. But, you know, there's those people. And then there's the people like me who are already researching how they can get the maximum amount of time off in 2023.
Oh, forward planning.
Using the smallest amount of leave. So it's about,
time management.
Every year, these public holiday hacks start to come out. Like, for example, and if you miss all this because it's kind of complicated, we'll whack it up on the pod.
Okay, sure. Oh, yes.
On the listener app. But I'm just going to do like the first few months of next year.
Okay.
It's too big of a year to do the whole year. But in January, you will be able to, if you want, take a 9-day break with only 4 days annual leave.
What?
And you can do that, Bronte, by taking off the 4 weekdays around Australia Day, which, of course, is the 26th of January.
Yeah.
So if you take off the 4 days annual leave around Australia Day, obviously that's a public holiday.
And Australia Day is on a Thursday, isn't
it? It's a Thursday.
Okay.
So you get 9 days off because you've got the weekend either side.
Ooh.
For just 4 days annual leave.
But do you need that right after the break that we've just had at Christmas? But again,
Not going to say no.
And if you're working through Christmas.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
There you go, hack for that.
4 days equals 9 days.
Yeah.
Massive.
How about this? 8 days in April
can
equal 19 days annual leave. Okay. Now, you got to follow me on this one because again, it's complicated.
All right.
But if you take off, like, annual leave,
yep,
the 4 days before the Easter break, right?
Mm-hmm, before Good Friday.
Yeah, you got a whole clump there.
Yep.
So that's a clump of like 7, 8, 9, 10, like 11 days, I think.
Wow.
Plus, if you take off the 4 days around Anzac Day at the end of April, that's another 7, 8, 9 days or whatever. But that's how you do it. You take off the 4 days annual leave before Easter and the 4 days around Anzac Day. That together will equal a 19-day break. You've got to go back for a little bit in the middle.
I was going to ask, so after Easter Monday, you go back for a little while?
You go back for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 days.
That's fine.
You go back for a little bit and then you take more leave. But all up, that is 8 days annual leave for a 19-day
break.
Holy moly. So
that's very good.
Know.
Considering we've only taken, what, 12 days out of, ideally you have 4 weeks annual leave.
That's right.
And we're already halfway through April.
I mean, it's smart.
Look, you don't have to convince me.
Oh, no.
Especially
right
now.
We are. I mean, look at us. We're the kind of people, we're talking about, we haven't even gone on Christmas yet. We're already frothing over next.
So often when you're on TikTok, you can find an account and you watch one of the videos and you kind of get like sucked into just watching more and more and more content from people. And that happened to me just the other day because the person hooked me in, the first video goes, "I'm blind. This is how I do this."
Mm.
And I was like, whoa, that's interesting. And then as I went through more and more videos, I was finding out more and more about the incredible work that this person does. And it is Anthony Ferraro, and he joins us right now. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
So good, Anthony. We wanted to hear your story because you are and this would require a rather large business card, you're a blind judo Paralympian, skateboarder, musician, and professional speaker. But first, we have to backtrack and talk about those videos Bronte was talking about, the I'm blind and this is how I dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
How did that idea come about, and which one of those videos do you think has sort of resonated the most with your followers?
That's a great question. It really started with my first video that kind of went viral on TikTok. I had posted like short music clips of me just noodling on guitar, but nothing like never tried to really get into TikTok.
Mm.
And one day I finally introduced myself. Like, my wife filmed me, and I talked about, you know, I said, hi, I'm Anthony, and, you know, I do this, this, and this. Oh, yeah, there's one thing different about me. I'm blind. And wow. Then, like, didn't tell them till later. And then it kind of blew up, and people were reaching out saying, well, if you're blind, how do you do this? How do you do this? How do you do this? And then, like, that kind of sparked, like, well, I'll show you.
Yeah. 1.2 million subscribers later on TikTok, followers, and you're just finding out more and more. I was just watching one of, not sure the Aussies will like that, Anthony, you blind taste testing Vegemite and not really liking it, mate.
No, was not a fan. I'm sorry to say. I like Tim Tam.
That's fair
well,
enough.
Well, they're just Tim chocolate. Tam. Everyone likes Tim Tams, don't they?
I made some, you guys will like this, I made some fairy bread the other day.
Oh.
How do you even know about fairy bread? Because that's like the average American never heard of it.
I love Australia. Oh. I have yet been able to go, but it's one of my like places that I dream about.
Wow. Yeah. And so as Cliffo mentioned, you're a Paralympian, which is incredible.
I do want to stop you. I'm not a Paralympian yet. I'm training for the Paralympics, but I have not made it yet. So
Let's say.
Well, we're hopeful.
A future Paralympian.
Yeah.
And so what sport will you be competing in it? Will it be judo?
Yeah, judo. And then I'm hoping to push skateboarding into the 2028 Paralympics.
Nice. I want to talk to you about the skateboarding thing, because the photo I'm looking at of you skateboarding with your cane in front of you, like, I've got two young children, Anthony, and, like, I just see that happening and the dad in me kicks in. Like, I panic a little bit. Mm. But you obviously clearly know what you are doing here.
It was a lot of trial and error, a lot of falling, still a lot of falling. And, you know, it's like you just get over your fears, you know. You just go out and try to do what you love.
Mm. Would you say to try all of these things that you're doing, you're obviously doing it without your sight. Has that fearless nature always been in you, or because this is something that you've had to adapt, you've had to learn to become more fearless?
I think it really comes from, it stems back to my childhood and my parents. They really, I'm the youngest of five, but I'm also, my mom's the second, is the oldest of 13 kids.
Whoa.
So I had 60 cousins growing up in the same town that I grew up in. And they never treated me any differently. Like, oh, you're blind? Too bad. You better keep up with us. Mm-hmm. You know, like, type stuff like that. And, like, I used to, like, I skateboard surf. I used to ride bikes until I started hitting parked cars. So, like,
wow.
I was expensive, you know. And, like, my mom was all for, like, letting me fall or be a normal kid, you know, going out and trying things. And then finding different adaptations along the way to figure out these things and be able to do them.
So you've been quoted saying the only disability is a bad attitude. So is that where that comes from, that upbringing of yours? Like, absolutely. Keep up, bucko?
It comes from, I know people, I've met people in wheelchairs that are physically going out and finding ways to, like, climb mountains and go hiking and go rock climbing, do crazy things, you know, that. And then I know people at home with nothing physically wrong with them, and they're saying, oh, you know, life's so hard, I can't get a job, I can't do this, and making excuses for everything. So it's like, at the end of the day, who has the disability, you know?
Yeah, that's very true.
And with that being said, you don't have to go out and try, like, you don't have to go rock climb or skateboard, whatever it is. Like, if you're freaking sewing clothing, like, just be the best you can and, like, take chances and try different patterns and mess up, you know?
Is there anything left on the bucket list, Anthony, that you want to try and show people that you can do, regardless of what anyone thinks?
I do want to go. I want to fly a plane.
Wow.
I think you need a license for that.
Yeah. I want to go on like a stunt plane with a pilot.
All right.
Well, if anyone can do it.
Honestly.
It is this guy. Man, you've got a couple of new followers and a couple of new fans here. Anthony Ferraro. Follow him on all the socials at ASF Vision. Anthony, pleasure to have you on the show, mate. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you. Good on you both.
And I've been hooking this, so I'm very interested. The older you get, the more sleeping.
Very confronting, that noise, isn't it?
That was actually, do you know where I stole that snore from? That was a guy named Daniel who was on Australian Big Brother 2 years ago. You know how in Big Brother they sleep in...
That was a real person's snore.
Yeah, that was his snoring in the Big Brother, in the shared bedroom.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Obviously, that's such a good snore sound effect. I'm just going to keep using that one. But I was saying, as you get older, I feel like sleep becomes more and more important in your life. And there's studies in that that say that, you know, it's super important for your well-being.
Yep.
But what have you found this morning?
So there's a study that's come out and said what your sleep position says about your personality.
Okay.
So it's pretty interesting, obviously. How do you sleep?
So I sleep on my front, but with my arm like under my pillow.
You're a front sleeper.
So I'm a front sleeper.
Yeah. So there's four sleeping positions: backside, fetal, and on your stomach, so on your front.
So listen to these sleep, like everyone now, think what yours is.
Yeah.
And then we'll see if
if it matches. So like I think it matches pretty well.
Matching.
So if you sleep on your back, you are optimistic and love being the center of attention. You have a strong presence in a room full of people and hold high expectations for yourself.
Or you're a vampire.
I sometimes sleep on my back.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can't do it. Can't sleep on my back.
Side sleeper, which is me. We'll see how much this relates to me. You can tell me.
A pom who likes drinking.
That's exactly
and
what it says.
Christmas movies.
You're a calm, easygoing, and a go-getter.
Yeah.
You're always looking forward and are highly adaptable, and it's not easy to offend you as you're aware of your good and bad assets.
I think that's pretty close.
Pretty
what do you
spot
think?
Spot on for me, I reckon.
What was the first bit, though? There was a question mark over that for me.
I'm calm.
There, you're calm.
I've run into the room and I'm like, guys!
Yeah, you can be. Sometimes you're erratic. But the rest I thought was bang on.
Yeah. If you're in a fetal position, so all curled up like a baby, you seek protection and crave to be understood and cared for by others. You're a guarded person who doesn't open up easily, and you have a tough exterior but are emotional on the inside.
Makes sense.
Yeah. That's very self-explanatory of the fetal position, isn't it?
All right. So I'm keen now.
We've saved it till last. Cliffo's sleeping
front
position.
Front sleeper.
Front sleeper.
Listen
on
up,
your stomach.
Fellow front sleepers.
If you're on your stomach and you're a psychopath like Cliffo, it just says you're a psychopath. No. You are a strong-willed risk taker who is effective in leadership roles or offering guidance to others. You sometimes come off as cold or rude, but you are a social butterfly and have a warm and friendly vibe when you're at your best.
I think that's right, particularly the coming across cold bit. And
the whole of Queensland can attest for that, mate.
Thanks. Thanks, everyone. Love you all. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back tomorrow, Wednesday, the 7th of December, 2022. And it is worth $1,000. Don't forget, while we're playing Alpha Bucks as well, too, for Christmas, just for playing a $150 and Dota Spa voucher, all yours. So we'll play again for the 1,000 tomorrow morning after 8. Your free clue today is wrapping paper. So W is our letter. Wrapping paper. Wrapping paper. W, wrapping paper. Your free Alpha Bucks answer with Cliffo and Bronte on here. I'm no master chef. Cause you're hot, then you're cold. Yeah. Thank you, Katie. Now, you're not going to see on me on MasterChef Australia anytime soon. I can cook to survive. I mean, my kids have made it to 8 and 3, so we're eating, and I do most of the cooking in our house, but I'm definitely no pro when it comes to the kitchen, which is very obvious if you look at our saucepans, because every single one of them, we've got 3 saucepans. We've got your large, your medium, and your small. And the bottom of all 3 of them has something burnt on them. I know the big one. I know I burnt like I overcooked curried sausages. So the stainless steel, because we got these, well, they were once nice stainless steel fry pans. They've all gone blackened and just like they're clean. Like I've scrubbed them and stuff, but there's burn that won't come off the bottom of the stainless steel. And I was mentioning this to, of course, my mum the other day. And mum told me there's a simple solution when it comes to getting the burn marks off saucepans. And it comes from, I guess, where you'd least likely expect. The answer to fixing the bottom and cleaning the bottom of burnt saucepans is Coca-Cola.
Like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. It's the real thing.
God, going back in time there. Coca-Cola ad from the 70s or 80s, I would say. Woo! But mum told me, because of course, you know, when you have any of these dramas, what do? You call mum. And mum's like, just get the saucepans that are dirty up into the burn mark, like fill it up with Coke and then just simmer it for like 20 minutes or whatever. And then tip the Coke out, get a little bit of a scour onto it. And Bob's your uncle. You will have a clean saucepan. And lo and behold, gave it a crack and it worked. Did have me thinking, why am I drinking this stuff? But I reckon I'm not the first person. Like, I've heard of Coke being used for purposes other than drinking before. So for like cleaning purposes. I've also heard of people like marinating like meat and stuff in it and like using it as a, what would you say? Like not a gravy, but like a, just like a flavoring, like a marinade or whatever for foods. But got me thinking, 131060, let's open the phones on it. Other than drinking, what have you used Coke for? Or what have you seen Coca-Cola used for? Because it shocked the hell out of me, like how efficient good old-fashioned Coke was. At said cleaning the burn marks off the saucepans. So, dob your mum in here. Oh, I did. Maybe friend, family member, whatever. But who's used Coke? Like, other than drinking, what's someone used Coke for? Kelly's here. Kelly, how you doing today?
Good, how you going?
Good, mate. What do you use Coke for, other than drinking, of course?
So all your drains, your toilet.
So
like, so at night before you go to bed,
yeah,
you get like however many drains or toilets you have, and you say you've got two toilets, and you've got your sink and, you know, your sink in your bathroom, all the holes.
Yeah.
It's a whole can of Coke in every pipe.
And it all,
it's expensive, but you leave it overnight, don't run the water, do it just before you go to bed.
Yeah, and it'll like clean the pipes out.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
So you say it's expensive, but it's probably cheaper than using Drano.
Yeah, probably, yeah, when you think about it, yeah.
Kelly, am I the only one who worries that we drink this stuff?
No.
Oh, good. I was thinking that. Montana's here. Montana, other than drinking, what do you use Coke for?
To get the rust off my rusty spanner.
So what, you had a rusty spanner, you've soaked it in Coca-Cola, and did the rust come off?
That's right, yes. We soaked it in a glass of Coke for a couple of hours, and it took all the rust away, so it's quite nasty, but...
Montana, I've just got a message on Facebook, at Cliffo and Bronte, if you want to find us on our socials, from Jamie here. He says he works in a mechanics, and they've used Coke as a degreaser before. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, right? Delicious. Brent's here. What have you used Coke for, Brent?
Hey, I use it for making barbecue sauce, and it's incredible.
I was going to say, mate, that'd be amazing. Because, mate, all the best barbecue sauces have a pretty high sugar content. And,
yeah
Coke's not afraid of the white stuff, are they?
No. So, you put it in there, and you, with all your other seasonings, like Worcestershire sauce and stuff like that, and paprika. And you just boil it down until it gets thick, and that's your barbecue sauce.
Beautiful. I'm just going to bang through these because we've got so many coming through. Sherry, what have you used Coke for?
I've used it to clean jewellery before, and also my husband is a collector of old coins.
Yeah.
So to get them up nice and clean, we soak them in Coke for 24 hours, and then we take them out, give them a good scrub, with a cloth, and they come up a treat.
So good. Daniella's next. Daniella, what have you used Coke for?
I use it for knits.
Oh, no. Well, do wash the knitty hair.
I just get in the shower, tuck it in my hair, wash myself, rinse it out, kills everything. The eggs, the adults, everything.
I feel like that should be given to every state school in Queensland, mate.
Exactly.
Got a knit problem. Here you go. Here's a carton of Coke. Good luck. I may have found Queensland's dumbest criminals.
Oh, my goodness. I love these stories. Oh, Dom Crims, they're my favourite.
And if he's not the dumbest, he'd be up there. He's like top 10.
If it's not, if you've heard a dumber story than this, please tell me.
So it's a guy named Sam. He's a YouTuber. Okay, oh, so okay. I'm already...
Not a great start.
It's not a great start. The same thing. I'm already not loving this guy. His name's Sam. He's a YouTuber. He's got 200,000 YouTube followers. He does like car videos and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And the latest one has got him in trouble because he's been driving on Queensland streets mm-hmm. in an actual clown car. So think of, right. Did you ever see that episode of The Simpsons where there's the really tall guy in the little car?
Oh, yes, yeah.
It's like a full-on clown car. It's called Silly Sid. It's like painted, like sign-written Silly Sid on the side. It's got a petrol tank that is a jerry can that sits
what?
Next to him. On the passenger
oh,
side.
Oh, God. Safety hazard.
The brakes don't work.
Sorry, I spoke too soon with safety hazard.
And he was spotted, like, well, not only was he spotted, but he actually put up videos on social media of him driving this on Queensland roads.
Like, he's on the actual roads with other cars.
Yeah, it was a pretty quiet road, but it was clearly a road, yeah. Like a Queensland road. This is a little of Silly Sid the Clown Car in action.
It used to be in the circus around here, apparently, eh?
I'm actually terrified to use the brakes because they're jamming on a bit. Oh, that's not good.
I thought he was dead.
Oh,
I
thought my he was, God.
So he's put that online. The Queensland police have seen it. They've like searched this guy up because his name's everywhere.
Yeah.
They've knocked on his door and thankfully the police were recording as well.
I've got a warrant here we're executing on your property in relation to dangerous operation of a motor vehicle. Largely it relates to Sid. What we're going to do is going to charge you, okay, but I'm going to run you through the watch house.
I like how the cop there's like, largely it relates to Sid. Because the whole, it relates to Silly Sid.
Oh no, they don't want to say it's a clown car.
Yeah, bit too wacky for Queensland.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.